Well, retail sales beat market expectations in February, rising 2% on an annual basis. This, of course, a month before COVID-19-linked panic buying ensued. The main contributors to the increase were sales at general dealers and all other retailers, which include sporting and second-hand goods as well. Joining me now to discuss the print in detail is Rizwana Sumad, and she's from Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking. Rizwana, thanks so much for your time today. So those retail sales numbers coming in better than expected, but it's the trend that is concerning, right?
Yeah, definitely. The recent trend, the high-frequency data, that's quite concerning. If you look at the month-on-month trend, we had retail sales contracting by 0.4% in February. And remember, this was before even the lockdown, which tells us that household consumption spending activity remains or has been quite weak to start off with even before the lockdown. So it is quite concerning. And even the 2% year-on-year February number, it was better than market consensus, but that's still a long way off the long-run average growth rate in retail sales we see of around. So the trend is concerning even before the lockdown and likely to get worse when we get more data from the lockdown.
So the worst is yet to come, but we did highlight that there was some panic buying. Are we going to see a temporary blip then in the data that's going to be printed for next month? And then is that blip enough to lift the sector overall so that we don't see a contraction, or is the worst still to come?
So in terms of the March, that would complete the first data print for the retail sector. The March print likely to see an uptick in terms of purchases of essential items, your food and pharmaceutical goods, etc. But that's unlikely to boost overall consumption expenditure materially. And so for the quarter as a whole, even though we're still seeing marginal growth in consumer spending, it's unlikely to lift real GDP growth. We're still forecasting a contraction in the first quarter of the year of around 5.2% in terms of real GDP.
That is a significant contraction, and it shows just how much pressure the economy is under, and that's obviously going to come with a lot of job losses. We're already seeing that happen. That's obviously going to put consumers under a lot of pressure. The Reserve Bank, cognizant of this, they're cutting rates, but is it going to be enough? Because this breathing room that they're giving consumers doesn't necessarily mean we're going to see it translate into spending, right?
Yeah, definitely. So straight cuts, and people that can take advantage of that are those with credit, those with bonds, those with vehicle finance, and getting some sort of cash relief on a monthly basis for a very short term. And these households are concentrated in the middle income and high income sector of the economy. Typically, when we do have bouts of deep recessions combined with easing measures such as those provided by the Reserve Bank, we have your middle-income and high-income households actually using the savings to deleverage, to pay off debt, and not necessarily spend all of that savings. So the social grant relief, the interest rate cuts that we've seen will provide some boost to household consumption spending, but like I said, not materially enough to boost overall growth.
So not enough to boost growth. The MPC does meet tomorrow. What are your expectations for that?
So there's a lot of disconsensus amongst market analysts because of how volatile markets have been and the impact on the economy from the pandemic. We're seeing a 50 basis point reduction in the repo rate tomorrow after the 200 basis points provided in the past 2 months or so. That's likely to keep the SARB quite dovish because of a very weak economy combined with low inflation.
Rizwana, thanks so much for your time today. We'll be, of course, getting into the detail of tomorrow's MPC meeting on the show tomorrow, so be sure to tune in for that. Rizwana Sumad is from Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.